from my Lord. This was freely given, and I found that He always kept His word. And there's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine, oh yes, it's mine. And the white-robed angels sing the story. A sinner has come home. Oh, there's a new name written down in glory. And it's mine, oh yes, it's mine. With my sins forgiven, I am bound for heaven, never more to roam.
I was humbly kneeling
at the cross, fearing not but God's angry frown. Then the heavens opened, and I saw that my name was written down. Oh, there's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine, oh yes, it's mine. And the white-robed angels sing the story. A sinner has come home. Yes, there's a new name written down in glory. And it's mine, oh yes, it's mine. And with my sins forgiven, I am bound for heaven, never more to roam. Written, saved by grace. Oh, the joy that came to my soul. Now I am forgiven, and I know by the blood I am made whole. Yes, there's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. And the white-robed angels sing the story. A sinner has come home. Yes, there's a new name written down in glory. And it's mine, oh yes, it's mine. And with my sins forgiven, I am bound for heaven, never more to roam. Glory, and it's mine, oh yes, it's mine. And the white-robed angels sing the story. A sinner has come home. Yes, there's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine, oh yes, it's mine. And with my sins forgiven, I am bound for heaven.
Never more to roam, never more to roam. Are you hearing that beautiful song? Ah, that's the sanctuary people singing. Our leaders and our singers are praising the Lord. And I'm bringing you more of that because I love it. I love it. I hope you love it. I hope you love it. Now, we've got a breathtaking program today. I'm telling you. We really do have a breathtaking program. You know, we've been in this special series in the book of Revelation, and today we're in chapter 20, and we're going to deal with something you need to learn about, the white throne judgment. The white throne judgment. Do you realize at that white throne judgment will be every unsaved person in all of human history? Every unsaved person in all of human history. Not only will they be there, but there will be books. There will be archived books of every sin, every transgression, every wicked act of every one of those people that are there. It will be a time of paying the piper. It will be the time of making no excuses, of standing before God as though you were morally and personally naked, not clothes-wise, but mental and sin-wise. My dear friend, We're talking about an awesome day. Now, I've got a lot of things to say to you about this awesome day that we're dealing with. And I don't want you to miss any of it. But I want to tell you something that got a hold of me this week. You see, every prophecy in the Bible, we should be praying for its fulfillment. We should be praying for the Lord to come. We should be praying for the 7-year tribulation period. We should be praying for the great millennial reign that follows that great battle of Armageddon, when the bride of Christ and all of the great company with the Lord himself comes down from heaven. But I want to tell you something we ought to be praying for. We ought to be praying for the sun to be turned to darkness and the moon to blood. I read in Hebrews, and I'll read it to you. I've written it down here. I want you to remember it. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord's come. That's Acts 2 and 20. Acts 2, that's after Pentecost. We know he's talking about the future. And we know he's talking about what's going to happen before the Lord's come. So I've been praying for the sun to be darkened. Now, I know it won't stay darkened, because there are several times during the tribulation period that things like this occur. But this occurs before the Lord comes. And so I've been praying for the sun to be turned into darkness. In fact, the time I've been thinking about is 2:00 in the afternoon, about the time this radio program goes off today. The sun should suddenly become darkness. Now, let's say it stays dark for 3 hours. The temperature will probably fall to 40, maybe 30. If it would stay perpetually, the earth would freeze over like an iceberg. But that's not going to happen, because God's going to redeem this earth, and it's going to be our inheritance forever. But I'm telling you, I want you to start praying with me, and I want you to start watching, and I want you to start telling your friends and your family that they need to watch for suddenly the sun to go out, for it to be turned literally to darkness, and then the moon to be turned into blood. I can imagine, after that sun has been darkened a little while and the moon's been turned to blood, that those with mighty telescopes will see blood dripping off that moon. Blood dripping off that moon. Because when he said turn the moon to blood, I believe he meant what he said. Not just turn red, but turn to blood. Now, we have got these days about to happen. You know, you've been listening to me, some of you, 40-some years, and I've never taken you on wild goose chases. I've never gone after some kind of crazy junk. I've never prophesied of something that's going to happen that didn't happen. You know that. I've been telling you like it is. Like it is. In this Bible, I don't have anything to say but what's in the Bible. I'm just an old country preacher, that's all. Just a man that belongs to God, giving you what the Bible says. I don't want any credit for it. I don't want any praise for it. My praise will be when I get up there, and when he introduces me to the Father, and for the first time, I see the Father's face. Now, friend, we've got some awesome days a coming. We've got some awesome time a coming. We have got to get we've got to start looking for it. I want every Christian, every believer out there, all over my audience, be it on internet or radio or Facebook, it doesn't matter. I want you to start praying for the sun to be turned to darkness. You talk about an awakening to this universe. That will be the awakening America needs right now. That will be the awakening America will needs right now. Now, I know there'll be people that explain it away. They'll say I'm crazy, or any other preacher. But I want to tell you something. If that moon would turn to blood today, and that sun would be darkened today, there'd be some people in church tomorrow, and they'd tell that preacher, hey, we're tired of hearing sociology and all of your doctrines. We want to hear something about the Bible, the book of Revelation. And I imagine there's some lay people in some of those churches that'll get up and go up there where the preacher stands and say, you sat down this morning and let me tell this congregation what happened yesterday. We are living in that hour. Are you listening to me? You say, Brother Chambers, you're trying to scare me to death. No, I'm trying to make you know that this Bible is the perfect word of God. Absolutely infallible. And everything that God says, God's going to do. Are you listening to me? Everything that God prophesied, God's going to do. It's coming. The next thing to look for is the sun to be turned to darkness. The next thing. Now, does that have to happen before the rapture? No. It may be the second coming that he's talking about it occurring in front of. And so, no, you don't have to watch for nothing for the rapture. Just listen for a trumpet is all you got to do concerning the rapture. When the old trump sounds, I'm telling you right now, it'll be time to scoot. It'll be time to be out of here. And I hope you're ready. But most of you are not ready. You're just religious. You're not devoted. You can hardly get to church on Sunday morning. You don't dare try to go on Wednesday night, Sunday night. You're not that spiritual. You're not that hungry after spiritual things, which means you're not ready for the rapture. Friend, get ready for this coming of the Lord. And would you start praying with me? Praying with me. I wish every preacher in the morning would get in the pulpit and pray for God to turn that moon to darkness so that we could know we're coming down to the end. And so people would know it's not a game. We're not just playing. What I'm telling you is not just fun. I'm not just giving you some kind of, doctrine that means nothing. I'm quoting to you directly from the Bible. And I'm telling you, it's later than you think. Okay, let's go to the book of Revelation chapter 20. Now, there's numbers of things in this book of Revelation chapter 20 that I want to try to get to you. Number one, the first couple of verses, three verses really, the devil is cast into the bottomless pit. Not into hell now, but into the bottomless pit. Well, it's under hell. It's not in the lake of fire, is what I should have said. Not in the lake of fire, but in hell, in the bottomless pit, underneath hell, the darkest realm of hell. And that's where the devil is going to be put after the battle of Armageddon. He'll be there 1,000 years. And you see that in Revelation 20, 1, 2, and 3. And then in Revelation 4, there'll be a moment where people that resisted the Antichrist will be resurrected and will be in the picture. People that wouldn't take the mark. People that lived in that last half of the tribulation period and kept the faith and came to Christ and were washed in the blood. And they will be seen as resurrected in verses 4. Then in verses 5 and 6, you'll have words that finish the first resurrection, saying that this is the end. The first resurrection is complete. Jesus was the first one. The rapture then the tribulation saints, then the two witnesses, then the 144,000, and then the remnant of the Jews, and then this remnant at the end of the 7 years, and the resurrection is now complete. And that's verses 5 and verses 6. And then verses 7 through 10 is a picture of the war of Gog and Magog. That's people that get converted or don't get converted during the 1,000-year millennial reign, and they have a chance to be tempted of the devil. The devil is loose for a little season, and many of them will get saved or will have gotten saved. And many of them now will join the devil, and fire will come down from God out of heaven and destroy them. And that's between verses 7 and 10 of Revelation 20. But then we come to Revelation 20, 11. Revelation 20 and 11. I want to read it to you because I want you to get this and take a look at it. It is extremely and marvelously important. Do you hear me? Extremely and marvelously important. And verse 11. And this is Revelation 20 now. Verse 11. And I saw a great white throne. And I saw a great white throne. And him that sat on it, from whose face now, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away. I mean, he's awesome. This is the great judge. This is the final judgment. This is the white throne judgment. This is the awesome hour when every wicked man and woman, every unsaved man and woman has to answer to the great sovereign God. It's awesome. It's awesome. I want to read it again. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened. Stand before God. And the books, with an S now, were opened. Here is every wicked, unsaved man, woman, even the good moral ones that never got saved, even those good churchgoers that never were born again, even those preachers that preached but never knew the Lord personally for themselves. I saw the dead, small and great, notice that, stand before God and before the throne, and the books were open. There won't be no misjudgments here. There won't be no accidental decisions here. Nothing will be by chance. Everything will be absolutely settled. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. I'm glad the book of life is there. This white throne judgment, the book of life is there because the Lord God doesn't intend to make a mistake. He wouldn't make one anyway, but he's not going to make one. And he's got all the assurance that you could expect. The book of life and the dead were judged out of the things which were written in the books. The dead now, not judged out of the book of life. That just has the names of the saved. These books are all the records of your life. If you lied, it's there. If you fornicated, it's there. If you lived like a snake, it's there. If you robbed and cheated, it's there. If you drunk and cussed and swore and lived like the devil, it's there. Everything, every record, every deed, every sin, it's all there. There's one group of sins that's not there. That's the sins that have been washed by the blood of Jesus. The only sins that you will not face at that judgment are the sins washed by the blood. Now you think about it, sir. You've been hanging out with different women and finding, anywhere you can commit fornication or adultery. You've lived like the devil. You've cussed and swore, lied and cheated. I mean, you just live like a snake and you think you're going to get by. And I'm here to tell you, God has a record of every one of those sins. And this is awesome to me. It is overwhelming to me. Now, we're reading in Revelation 20. Start with verse 11. We just read verses 12. I'll read it again so you don't miss nothing. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things written in the books, according to their works. Whatever you've done, however you've lived, how a snaky you've been, however godly you've been. Oh, think about it. Think about it. And the sea gave up the dead which was in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which was in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. You said, I'm going to be cremated. So God won't have me to deal with. I want to tell you something, friend. He'll bring you right back out of your cremated situation, and you'll stand before him, and you will have a resurrected body. It was burned, but it'll still be resurrected, and all the filth you lived in, and all the uncleanness you lived in, that's the kind of body you'll have when you stand in front of the white throne judgment. Do you understand that? You'll have a body just like you died with, or cremated with. It don't matter. You're going to stand before God with all your sins, with all your wickedness. Oh, I would I could scare you. No, not scare you. I would I could move you. And that you would run to God. That the blood of Jesus could wash you and cleanse you and make a new creature out of you. Oh, what a day. And the dead were judged out of those things which was written in the books, according to their works, according to how they've lived. Are you listening? I'm overwhelmed. I don't know about you, but I'm overwhelmed. All of this really shakes me. I don't do this kind of thing because I want to do it for health's sake or because I'm enjoying it. I don't want nobody to go to hell. I don't want nobody to be standing there with all your sins upon you. I don't want nobody to be standing there facing the books with all your records. I don't want that. I really don't. God did it. God does it. God had to do it because God makes man accountable. God is a just God. If he's just, he's got to treat both sides equally and rightly, and there can be no misjudgment. There can be no tampering with judgment. There can be no tampering with the books. Nobody can go in there and find your record and try to wipe it clean. The only thing can wipe your record clean is the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. That's all. Listen now. The sea gave up the dead which was in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which was in them. They were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. The death and hell was cast into the lake of fire. There have been so many times now that it's been said of the lake of fire that it's eternal. The devil will be there eternally. The false prophet and all of his crowd will be there eternally. And if you're not saved, you will be there eternally. I've got a bunch of things to try to say to you today. I hope to get your attention and to stir you and turn you around and lead you and somehow create in you a desire to run to Jesus and to be washed in the blood. I'm so grateful I'm washed in the blood. I'm so grateful every day I cling to the blood. It's not a matter of something happened 65 years ago. I make sure every day I repent before God. I don't mean I sin. No, I'm not living in sin. But I know that I have a nature that's not like God's nature. And I repent of that nature that's not like God's nature. And I trust God to fill me with His nature every day. I want His holiness to completely possess me. And death and hell were delivered. I'm telling you, cast into death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Now listen, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So there'll be people there who are right with God. There'll be people there during the 2,000 years of the millennial that got right with God, and they'll be there. This is where they get judged. This is the only point in place from which they may be judged. And so they will be judged here, and their name found in the book of life. But whosoever name is not found in the book of life will be cast into the lake of fire. The lake of fire. You're not just talking about hell. You're talking about a lake of fire. A lake big enough, full of fire, to contain every unsaved person in 6,000 years of human history. Every angel that rebelled against God with the devil, and the devil, and all of his principalities and powers, and all of his rulers of his dark world, all of them will be cast into that lake of fire. So you'll be in the lake of fire with the wickedest of the wicked, with the darkest of the dark, with the most horrible and godless people ever lived on the face of this earth. All the demons of hell, the devil himself. You're talking about a place of absolute torment forever and ever and ever. If your preacher says there's no such thing as a lake of fire, tell him he's lying, and you run find your preacher that knows the Bible, okay? Don't you take no chance of your soul. Don't you play with your eternity. Don't you play with your eternal soul. I beg of you. Turn to God, turn to God, turn to God. Now, that's the Bible. That's the Word of God, the Holy Truth. No question about it. Pure, absolute, unadulterated. It is what God said is going to happen to the wicked. And the Bible made it clear, whosoever was not found written in the book of life. Who gets written in the book of life? When you're born again. When your sins are forgiven. When you have a change of nature. When you become a new creature in Christ, when you turn your life over to Him, when you quit following the booze bottle and start following the blessed Savior, when you quit following adultery and fornication and you start following purity and morality and godliness and clean living, that's the people that will be in that book of life. I don't want you to miss it, friend. I don't want you to miss it. Woo! I don't want you to miss it. I beg of you, turn around. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till day after tomorrow. Turn around today. Now, I made a list of all the many things that hell will, or the lake of fire, people that will go there, things about them, every unsaved soul in human history. Every unsaved soul in human history. And you got to hear this one. Everybody that was cremated will be there. You got to understand that the whole idea of cremation is a slap in God's face. The whole idea of cremation is a slap in God's face. You may not mean it for that, but its originality was heathen to the core. Now, the books have all the record of every good thing anyone has done. The books have all the records of every good thing anyone has done. And the books have the record of all the evil things that anyone has done. Can you imagine a book or books? Oh, can you imagine how many books there are? Can you imagine the library containing all these archives reserved in the heavenly realm? I don't know how God reserves them, but they archived. You think archiving was a thing that the internet created. Oh, no. God created archiving before even any of these things were thought about, because God keeps a record. And he knows everything you've ever done. You say, well, I fornicated before I got married, but I'm married now, so I don't have to worry about that. If you haven't repented, you do. Because that sin's still on your record until the blood of Jesus washes it away. Do you hear me? If you haven't repented of your fornication and your adultery, you better repent, friend. You better repent. I wouldn't wait till tomorrow. I wouldn't even wait till this program is over. I'd be on my knees repenting. That's how imminent it is. Remember what I said? I'm praying for the sun to be turned to darkness, like the Bible promised. And he said, before that great and notable day of the Lord's come. So it's one of the things we can pray for that God has promised is going to happen, that maybe would turn some of the friends we've got around, that might shake America, that might shake the liberal agenda, that might shake the whole universe. I mean, you ought to be praying for that. I am praying for it. You see, I have, through the 40-some years I've been on Open Bible Dialogue, I've kept you apace with the end time and how it was developing. I've warned you in advance of things developing. I've just been here faithfully for you because I love the Bible. I'm nothing but a Bible person. That's all I know. I just know the Bible, and I love it. And I'm here to tell you that it's almost over. And so I'm praying for the sun to be turned to darkness. I hope it happens today. I hope it happens today. I really do. I hope it happens today, if not today, tomorrow. And I'm here to tell you, it's going to happen. Please don't misunderstand me. If the Bible said it, that's just set in concrete. I'll read it to you again from the Bible. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord's come. Acts chapter 2 and verse 20. It's not over there in the Old Testament now as much as it was promised over there. It's in the New Testament. And it was Peter, the apostle, who said it on the day of Pentecost. You can write it on a brick wall, friend. I'm telling you, it's written down up in heaven, and it will occur, and I'm praying for it. I really am. I'm praying for it. I'm praying for it. Now, the born-again life will be there. The born again, the book of life will be there for its last time. The last time the book of life will be even referred to. The last time it will be checked for names is at this white throne judgment. The last time it will be checked for names is at the white throne judgment. I'm so glad my name is written there. How about you? How many of you, your name's written there? You'd raise a hand right where you are and say, praise the Lord, I'm saved. My sins are gone. Where are they gone? Underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary, as far removed from darkness as for dawn. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, I'm so delighted. I'm so delighted. Now grab your phone. I want you on the phone. Don't you misunderstand me today. This subject is so tremendous and so important that we need to talk. Whatever your question is, I would love to answer it. Let's get in the middle of it. Let's do our best to stir everybody out there and get them listening, will you? Let's do our best and share this. Share this with everybody on your friends list. Everybody needs to hear it. Everybody needs to hear it. It's later than you think. I'm telling you, I wish people knew how late it really was. I wish people knew how near the coming of the Lord is. I really do. I really do. I really do. The 1,000-year reign will have been completed at this moment. The 1,000-year reign will have been completed. And at this point of the white throne judgment, we're getting ready for a new heaven and a new earth, and for New Jerusalem to come descending out of heaven down from God to be situated right here on this earth, and for the bride of Jesus Christ to enter into that beautiful city, that great monopolis. That's not the right word, I don't think. But that great metropolis. Oh, yes, metropolis. That great city. What a day. What a day. What a day. The wicked will have done all their wickedness. I couldn't read my writing. I'm sorry. The wicked would have finished all their wickedness. I'm telling you, they will have been judged, and they will be cast into the lake of fire. What a day. A Sodomite will be a Sodomite for eternity. Can you imagine the lake of fire and those people that's going to be there? A Sodomite still a Sodomite. So he's going all over the place, and for eternity, he will yearn to fulfill his sodomite activities, his sodomite sinness. The adulteress will be looking for somebody to commit adultery with, but it won't be possible. The fornicator, I mean, can you imagine a liar going all over hell telling lies? You know, one liar thought the liar probably would be telling, hey, don't worry, we'll be out of here soon. He knows it's a lie. He's going to be there forever, but he's a liar. And so he's gripped with lying. Oh, friend, what a place, what a time, what a day. What a day that's going to be. Now, I beg of you to get on your phones and let's talk about this. Now, I want to give you this article. I think this may be one of the best articles I have ever offered. It is the White Throne Judgment of the Wicked. The White Throne Judgment of the Wicked. And I will give you along with that. Now, look here. I'll give you along with that, if I can get it to come up here. I'll give you along with that the end time model timeline. This is a beautiful timeline that I have written, prepared. Holy Ghost really led me into it. If you look in the middle, you see that egg-shaped circle. That's the book of Revelation. And I show in that timeline, beginning at the top on the left, the beginning, Genesis, and I trace the whole Bible as it relates to the book of Revelation. And I'm going to give that to everybody who calls right now and tell the ladies you want the booklet from today and you want this color timeline. It's my gift to you. You understand that? It's my gift to you. I want to give it to you because I'm trying to teach you. I'm trying to get you excited about the book of Revelation. I'm trying to get you ready for the coming of the Lord. That's really what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make sure you don't miss it. I don't want you to miss it. I don't want nobody to miss it. I don't want nobody not to be there. What a day that's going to be. What a day that's going to be. Now, here's some things you must remember. This place of fire will be eternal. Don't you think somebody is going to get out of there because of some priest praying? No, no, no. This is an eternal place of fire. The child molester, of course, will attack and yearn to do his dark deeds forever. The lake of fire will not have one expression of love. There'll be no light there, but the light of the fire. I mean, all kinds of things you can say about that lake of fire. I just wrote down a few, but I'm telling you, it's gruesome. You say, Brother Chambers, you really believe this? I believe the Bible. Do you really believe this? I believe the Bible. Do you believe the Bible? You believe, is it really in the Bible? Well, I just read it to you from the Bible. It must be there. It must be there. Hey, questions and answers now. 704-391-0588. 704-391. Let me put up the numbers here for a moment. 704-391-0588. Or toll free anywhere in America and Canada. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Now, I am finding such a desperate need today to get people involved in the Bible. It seems to me that America has lost the fear of God. That's what the sun going dark for a few hours is going to do for America. It's going to bring back some fear of God. I know some people will find a way to describe it away, but there'll be a multitude who know the Bible that won't find a way to describe it away. It will scare the socks off. I'm telling you, it will scare them to death. Are you praying for something to scare people? No, not really. I'm praying for the Bible to be fulfilled. I'm anxious for the end. I'm actually anxious for the coming of the Lord. You got to understand, when you get 80-some years old, you get anxious for the Lord to come. You get hungry for the Lord to come. It becomes exciting to think about going to heaven. I was thinking this morning of my reward when the Lord sees me. I've been serving Him 65 years. I've been pastoring 60 years this coming September. And I've given Him all I got. I've given Him all I got. My family fusses at me because I've given them too little time, they say. Well, you know, I just gave it to God. But I did it with them for many years. And I'm believing, I'm preaching a sermon in the morning that every one of you need to hear. Losing the battle without a fight. Losing the battle. Most of you are losing the spiritual battle. You aren't even fighting. You aren't even dedicated. You aren't living by the Bible where you can defeat the devil. There's not a one of you that your children have to go to hell. You can do something about it because you can fight the fight of faith. and you can win them because the Bible has promised you your children, and I'm claiming mine. You talk about praying last night. Man, I prayed and I took the devil to task. I declared what the Bible says, and I'm believing God for my family, my loved ones, my grandbabies. I'm hungry for your children and your families. And so you ought to hear that sermon in the morning, losing the battle without a fight. Losing the battle. Ephesians chapter 6, if you want to read the Bible text. Ephesians chapter 6. Can't wait. I love to preach. Oh, I love to preach the word. Now, let's get on with this subject. I'm right here ready for you. And I want the lines wide open. And I want everybody out there, if you have any interest in the lake of fire, you have anything about it that you want to know more about, you want to say something you have thought about that I haven't thought about, you just want to get involved in a conversation with me, the phones are yours. Call right now, 1-800, right now, don't wait. Right now, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. All the lines, there's one open. Give us a call. I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you. I want to help you. I want to get excited about this subject. I want to get you ready for the coming of the Lord. How many of you are going to start praying for the sun to go out? How many are going to start? If you'll just call me and say, I'm on that prayer list with you, Brother Chambers. I'm going to start praying for the sun to be darkened, because God promised it would happen before the great and notable day of the Lord's come. And I think it's time to pray for it. I think it's time to start praying for the fulfillment of that promise in the Bible. That great prophetic statement in the Bible. So grab your phone. I'm waiting on you. I know that you're calling now to get this booklet and that timeline. You've got to have that timeline to show you that the book of Revelation is the center of the whole Bible. And the whole Bible wraps around the book of Revelation. And every great truth in the whole Bible is referred to in the book of Revelation. I mean, I've got the proof of it in that timeline. It's one of the best. I've never seen a timeline like it. And I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit really poured it in my heart. Some years ago, I should have offered it a long time ago, really. I get so busy doing the things I do for God's honor and for God's glory. Now I'm waiting on you. The phones are open. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. Hey. This is a good program. I love it. I want to really bring the Bible to you. I want to make the Word of God come alive. I want you to know that the judgment is soon, and every one of us are going to give an account of ourselves. You've got to know you are going to give an account for your life. You've got to know you're going to give an account for your life. You are on the air. May I help you, please? But say this again and talk. Have you got a cell phone or you got a regular phone?
Yeah.
You need a regular phone when you call me. It makes it so much better. Go ahead now. Let me listen to you.
I just wanted to thank you for what you said earlier.
You want to thank me for what I'm teaching?
Yes. About the one thing this world really does need, and a lot of preachers are afraid of it, is fear. We need to teach fear of the Lord again like we did decades ago.
Absolutely. The fear of God, the Bible says, is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of God, this is biblical now, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Without the fear of God, people don't even pay the Bible any attention.
Yep.
Thank you, Daryl.
Pay the Bible no attention. They won't pay tithes. They won't do nothing.
You're right. Thank you, Daryl. God bless your heart. I love you calling. You know that, don't you? You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah, could you touch on the marriage supper for just a bit of mine?
Could I talk about the marriage supper? The marriage supper actually takes place. The marriage supper takes place in heaven. It will be in heaven during the 7-year tribulation period on the earth. It will conclude just before Jesus mounts that white stallion and rides down with the bride to conduct the war of God, the war of Armageddon. Right before the war of Armageddon in heaven, the rapture, then the bride of Christ will be in heaven while the tribulation period's on the earth, at the end of the tribulation period will be the end of the bridal supper. It's a 7-year event, and then we will come back to the earth to reign 1,000 years.
Yes, sir.
You understand that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Oh, I'm delighted, sir. I'm absolutely delighted. And call again, and God bless you. Now, anybody out there, give me a call. I'm here, and I don't want to lose a minute. I want to answer questions. The lines are ringing off, and I like that. This is a subject you've got to get your teeth into. If you haven't shared it, Facebook friends, you share it right now, will you? Share it with everybody. It ought to be 1,000 shares. I mean, we're talking about something that is down to the wire. We're talking about we're coming down to the end. When I tell you to start praying for the heavens to be, for the sun to be darkened, I'm telling you that's a Bible truth that happens sometime before the fulfillment of Christ's coming. It may be before the rapture. It may be during the tribulation period, before the final coming of Christ to the earth to reign. But it will happen sometime before that. And so it's notable that this is going to occur. And this is an event that can get people's attention. It will shake this universe, the whole world in darkness. Like I said, if it happens at 2 o'clock in an afternoon, it probably won't come back on to say 6, 7, maybe 5, 3, 4, 5 hours. The earth will probably drop from 90 to something like 40 within that period of time. And if we say that all night, it would be unbearable the next morning. We'd all have our furnaces on and our long handles and everything else. But I think it won't last more than 2, 3, 4 hours. But we don't know that. See, there's no verse in the Bible about how long it'll last. There's nothing except it's going to be darkened. And it's got to be temporary, because too many things has got to follow it that also include other times when the sun is darkened. So it cannot be but a period of time, because he's got to maintain everything for judgment and all that's got to happen. And so I'm saying 3 or 4 hours. And that's my guess now. Please understand, I'm not saying that bona fide. I'm just telling you, I know it's going to happen. I don't know how long it's going to stay out. And I'm just praying for it to go out. I'm praying for the sun to become darkened, because I want to shake people to turn to this Bible. I want to get sinners to God. I want to get sinners to God. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes. I was wondering if you could talk a little about the Hebrew Israelites, true Hebrew Israelites.
Now, you need to say that one more time, a little slower.
I was wondering if you could shed some light on the true Hebrew Israelites. I think that's a very dire subject in order to move forward spiritually as a nation. And
I am so sorry that I'm missing what you're asking me to explain. And I'm going to ask you to say it again and back off from your phone a little bit so it will come through to me real clear. My hearing is not as good as it used to be, and so I have to struggle with it. But, you know, that's my age, but I'm going to be all right, and I'm praying for healing. So do it again.
Okay, the true Hebrew Israelites.
Okay, a Jewish people.
No, not Jewish. The true Hebrew Israelites.
The Jews are the Jews. If people question that, but that's insanity. They have the DNAs. They know how to look at all of that. The Jews are now Jews. They are true Jews. Anybody that says they're not is just playing with insanity.
Okay, the God's Jews are the true Hebrew Israelites. And can you clarify some of that subject on who today they are?
Well, a Jew is a person who came from one of the 12 tribes of Israel. They're either from, you know, a particular tribe, and there's 12 of them. I can't just name them off the top of my head right now, although I know them well. And a person who has this lineage, who came from the Jewish family, there can be some intermarriage, but it's limited, and they have to be so much a Jew, but they can check that, and they know that, and there's no question. Now, the people that question that are usually anti-Semites. They hate Jews. They see Jews as their enemy. But the Jewish people are the family of Jesus. And did you know every book in the Bible was written by a Jewish person? Every book in the Bible.
Because the Bible is their heritage. The Bible is their book.
Yes, it is. It's their heritage, but it's the Christians' heritage too. God used them because they were so devoted for its purity.
But they are what they call, now they have their code.
Well, they still have to be saved by the blood of Jesus.
African American.
No Jew can be saved but by the blood of Jesus, okay? And a Jew is a person with Jewish blood from one of the 12 tribes. Thank you for calling, dear lady, and God bless you. Now, call us quickly. I want to hear from you. I really want you to get this message of the White Throne Judgment. I don't mind talking about other things, but you got to understand, the White Throne Judgment is awesome. The great God sitting before the throne, and he will be so awesome that the Bible says the heaven and the earth will flee away. That doesn't mean they can get away from it. It just means if you're standing out there with this multitude of people, it's like they're trying to back up all the time. They're just pushing, trying to get away, and they can't get away. There's a limit to how far anybody can get from that throne. They will be visible. The throne will be visible, and everybody will be under its emotion, under the feeling of it, and everybody will be in preparation for judgment, and nobody will escape without being judged. Do you get that picture? That's awesome. It really is the great white throne judgment. Oh, so little is being preached about that today. It hurts my heart that so few people are preaching about that. Now, if you call, please let my ladies answer, take your address quickly, and don't expect them to answer a bunch of questions. That's my business. They just want your address or put you on hold and send you in here to me, because I want to put you on the radio and hear your question. I want to help you. I want to help everybody listening. Oh, I'm committed to this. I'm devoted to this. This is my life. I intend to do this until my toes are turned up, until I take my trip to the sky. I intend to be right here bringing you these wonderful truths and warning you to get ready and begging you to pray with me. Pray with me for the sun to be darkened. How many is going to do that? Well, I'd like to have a couple of calls about that, that you'll get on the stick, and you will pray earnestly and devotedly with me for the sun to be turned to darkness, the moon to be turned to blood, just to get the attention of the world. The world thinks God is nobody. The world thinks Jesus is of no consequence. The world is treating Jesus like he's a has-been, like he's no longer important. I got news for you, friend. God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Ghost is the supreme being of this universe. God is the mind of the universe. Jesus is the word of the universe. And the Holy Ghost is the arm of the universe. You got that? God is the mind of the universe. Jesus is the word of the universe. And the Holy Ghost is the mighty arm of the universe. And they have everything in their control. Nothing can escape them. Nothing can happen that they don't allow. God is in control. And now it's time for the end. We're coming right down to the last hour. It's time for the end. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Now call if you want a copy of this free book. And I'm going to show you again that beautiful timeline. This is an awesome picture. This is an awesome picture. The end time model. Look at it. Look at it. Right in the middle, you see that egg-shaped circle? That's the book of Revelation. You go up on the left corner and you'll see the beginning of Genesis. And then you come down the left and all the way around till you come back on the top right and you've got the new Jerusalem and the eternal heaven and earth. And that is a model for all of that. A model for it. I'm giving it to you now in color. It's about 8.5 by 11 inches. 8.5 by 11. And I want you to have a copy. That one is a big copy. Hey, I've got one that's almost as tall as my head, and I use it Wednesday night for study. I'm going to use it again this Wednesday night. I'm trying my best to shake my city and to shake all of you and get you to get ready. The Lord's coming. I said the Lord is coming. The rapture is about to take place. These people, you hear them now, they're preaching about, you know, the kingdom dominion theory. It's a lie. Do you hear me? It's absolutely lie. We are living right at the verge of the great King returning in his beauty and his glory. I want you to be ready. I want you to be ready. I want you to be ready. I want you to live so completely abandoned to him. Hallelujah. Now, I'm preaching in the morning. You got to hear this. I'm preaching on losing the battle without a fight. Most people are losing the battle, spiritually speaking. Their kids are going to hell. They're living in the world. There's no joy of the Lord in their life. I have people calling me that the devil's trying to destroy their business, trying to destroy their home, trying to destroy their life. People with demon-possessed children, people with kids going into sodomy and transgender. And what do? I tell you what you do. You learn the power of prayer. You learn that God has made an arrangement for you as a mom, a dad, or a Christian, a believer, a preacher, a minister, to pray and touch heaven and have a miracle of answered prayer. Oh, hallelujah. I was praying in the sanctuary last night, and oh, what a sweetness came over me as I was praying for people bound by the devil. The Bible said, whatever you bind on heaven shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. That's what I'm preaching in the morning. If you don't hear it, you're going to miss the sermon you may need to hear. I hope you'll come. All right, let's get back to the subject here. Got lines open. I got people calling. And I know it's taking a little time because you're probably giving them your address. And I understand. Take time for that. Take time for it. And you can also email your address to me, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. And I need to go there in case somebody is waiting there. I'm sorry. Sometimes I get so busy, I forget about it. Let me go to my email and see if I've got anybody waiting there. Okay, I'm trying to be real careful. I don't want to eliminate nothing here. And I want to see if there's any questions on the email, and I will do my best to answer. All right, seven trumpets. Here's a question about the seven trumpets. Read your seven trumpet paper. Read your seven trumpet paper this week. It gave an excellent picture of the terrible thing the world is going to be after the trumpet. Thank you for the paper. Thank you so much for that. I didn't read good because I can't see it good new day eyes, old eyes. But somebody read our paper on the seven trumpets, and it is a good paper. And so if you don't have it, you can call and get it. We're getting stuff out, material out. We are teaching. The Lord has really got a hold of my heart to get more active in everything I'm doing than I've ever been, and to give you my best. I'm trying to see if there's another one here. No, there isn't. You call, and I will be looking to hear from you, okay? I want you on the line, and I want to talk to you, and I want to answer your question, and I want to help you in the Holy Book. I want you to get ready for the Lord. How many of you out there right now can look at this screen or listen to my voice on radio and say, I'm not ready to answer to God? If I had to answer to God now, I'd be in a mess. All my sins are on my record. My heart is impure. I've done so many things wrong. I've done so many things I shouldn't have done. And I really need to be saved. Would you right now ask God to forgive you? Repent of your sins. Tell him you're sorry. You say, I'm not sorry. Well, then you can't tell him. You got to become sorry. I'm telling you, your sins are going to take you to hell. They're going to take you to the lake of fire. If that don't make you sorry for them, what will it take to make you sorry for them? I want you to feel sorry for your sins. I want you to know they're black, they're dark, they're damning. They will send you to hell, to the lake of fire, and you need to do something about it now. Now call quickly and let me try to help you. Please call quickly and let me try to help you, okay? We've got time. We've got some lines open. I'll send you this free gift. I promise you, this free gift will be a blessing to you. That man just called about the one from last week. I think this one is actually better than the one last week as far as just plain old material. That is wonderful to stir your little heart and to get you ready for the coming of the Lord. It is at the door. So you'll get that and that timeline that I've showed you twice. Beautiful timeline. Beautiful. Showing the book of Revelation as the center prophetically of the whole Bible. The center prophetically of the whole Bible. Oh, I hope you'll call and get it. I just want to bless you. Man, I want to bless you. I want to help you. And I'm waiting now. I need a couple of more calls. I know we got people on the phones getting material, and that's been true for a long time now, and I'm delighted. The lines have been tied up, and I'm delighted, but keep calling. When the program is over, my ladies will stay here as long as that phone rings. As long as that phone rings, they'll stay here and take your call, take your address, give you material. Everything we send out today is free. I mean, it's free unless you order something differently. If you don't have my book on the masterpiece, you ought to have it. Everybody ought to have my book on the masterpiece. It is the book of Revelation, from the first verse to the last verse. Every verse is discussed in the book of Revelation. In that book, you will get a picture of Revelation that will open your heart. There's several timelines that will help you understand what I'm saying, so that I put it in usable, understandable language, because I want to help you get ready for the coming of the Lord. It's almost over. I mean, I'm here my last years. I've been pastoring 60 years. If I make 10 more, it'll be a miracle. It'll be wonderful. I plan 10 more. I really do. With some help, with young ministers helping me, carrying burdens with me, getting this job done with me. We want to stir you. We want to get you ready. The coming of the Lord's at the door, and you're not ready. Many, multitudes, thousands. I don't know what kind of listening audience I got all over the internet, all over the world. Last month, I believe it was 400 and some people in France, the one country of France that had clicked in on our material in one month of June. Hey, I'm telling you, we're trying our best. Facebook reaches people by the thousands. I'm excited. We got nearly 5,000 friends. It goes to every one of them, plus goes out on the public. I don't know who all sees it, but I know I'm hungry for you to be saved. I'm hungry for you to get right with God. I'm hungry for you to know that the judgment is coming. Now, you remember all these things about the white throne judgment. I've tried to get through your head today. Every sin you have ever done will be on your record. Every sin you've ever done will be on your record, except those sins that have been washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. They don't wash away either until you repent. He doesn't just wash away carelessly. You got to ask him to forgive you, and you got to forsake him. He will not forgive any sin that's not forsaken and repented of. You say, I'm a fornicator, and I'm going to keep on fornicating. I'm going to come to him to forgive me of those I've already done. No, no, no. He will not. If you're going to keep on fornicating, he's not going to forgive you of even the ones you've already done. He doesn't forgive nobody but the sinner that repents. And that word repent means turn around. Turn around. Change course. Go in a different direction. I'm loving you. I know I'm being a tough old man today, but I'm doing it with the love of my heart. I'm telling you, I care about your soul. I care about your interests and your need. Now, my lines are all empty right now. I thought you'd be calling. How many of you are going to pray with me? Pray with me for the sun to go out. How many are going to pray that prayer? You say, I'm not going to do that, Brother Chambers. You know, I got the feeling there's a lot of you that's not going to do it. You're scared to death to do it. See, you don't have the fear of God. If you had the fear of God, you'd be glad to do it. Because you want other people to feel the fear of God. If your kids never feel the fear of God, they'll never get saved. Nobody, now listen, I'm going to say something powerful here. Nobody can get saved that doesn't have the fear of God. If you don't come to him because you know you're a sinner, and you know you're lost, and you want to be saved, and you want to go to heaven, you want to change the way you live, he can do nothing for you. If you're glad you're a sinner, okay, stay a sinner, but you're going to go to the lake of fire, and it's going to be hell for eternity. I'm telling you, 10 million years from now, you'll still be in that lake of fire. Where will you be 1,000, 1,000,000 years from now? Will you be happy? Will you be singing? Will you be in a pit of darkness and gloom? Oh, friend, come on. Get right with God. Do it today. Do it today. Now, I want to call it to this last 5 minutes. I want to call it to tell me you will pray with me for God to let the sun go out so we can get the attention of our world. How many will do that? The Bible said it. That's Acts 2:20. 2:20. Before the great and notable day of the Lord's come, the sun will be turned to darkness and the moon into blood. Now, it's going to happen. Whether you pray or not, it's going to happen. And if just 10 of us pray, it's going to happen. If none of us pray, God's going to do it. But he wants us to be part of what he does. And so I'm praying because I'm anxious for people to be saved. I'm anxious for God to turn this nation around. I'm anxious for God to turn Africa around and Australia and New Zealand and Russia and South America and South Africa. Oh, I'm anxious for England. I'm anxious for the world. I love people. I don't care what your skin color is. I don't care what your nationality is. I don't care how much money you make or don't make. You are important to this preacher. And I want you to be saved. I really do. The lines are open. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. This booklet is really, oh, I tell you, I read it this morning all over again. And it so shook me. I sat there praying in the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God moving all over my soul as I read it this morning, because it is breathtaking stuff. It's all about this 20th chapter of Revelation. All about it. All about the white throne judgment. But it tells us the prelude to the white throne judgment. So it's a picture of the whole chapter. And it really is good. And then that timeline, that will give you a picture. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to stir you up so you get ready for the coming of the Lord. All right? Lines are busy. Have I got lines busy? No, I haven't. Call us quickly. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. Now put it up again, because the ladies are going to stay here as long as you call, okay? As long as you call. As long as you call. I missed it somehow there. Let me do it again. Okay, there you go. That's your phone numbers. You can call right now. We would love to talk with you. We'll do our best to minister to you. And these ladies will be here answering your phone calls as long as you dial. New people who've never heard this program before, get on the line and call quickly. Let these ladies help you. We want to send you this booklet. We want to send you the timeline. We want to get you ready for the coming of the Lord. Now, I know I'm coming down to the last 2 minutes here, and I want to talk to you out of my soul. Brother Chambers is just really an old-fashioned preacher man. I don't count myself anything but just a man that loves the Bible, a gospel preacher called by the Lord. I'll never forget getting saved in 1952, and I remembered immediately that I knew I was called to preach. I was tongue-tied. I couldn't even read, but I knew I was called to preach. So I started reading and learning. I started working on my tongue-tied condition. Still have a problem with tongue-tied condition, but I can make myself heard and pretty well make myself known, because I'm here to bring you something that will affect your life or teach you good things and true things. Let me take a call here. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes. I think it's so good of the Lord to tell us what's going to happen to us when we sin. He tells us what we do when we sin through His book. And from Genesis to Revelation, He tells everyone what will happen if they miss.
If they sin, they will pay.
Yes.
You can't sin and not pay unless you quit sinning and repent. He will forgive you if you will repent and turn. Thank you, dear lady. God bless you. Wonderful way to end this program. And we want you to know that we care about your soul. We care about your soul. Now, 1 minute here to tell you how much I care, to ask you to call and contact and be part of us. We need helpers. We need partners. We need financial help. We really do. When you end the summer like we're coming up to, I'll need $20,000. And if I had it, I could pay a bunch of things this week. Would you help me? Would you help me? Would you get on the stick with me? Would you carry the burden? How many of you are going to be in the house of God tomorrow? I'm preaching again. I'm telling you, I'm preaching tomorrow on losing the battle without a fight. Losing the battle without a fight. How many Christians, how many good people are losing the battle and they don't even know how to fight? They don't know how to win. They don't know that God's given you a plan for you to win against the devil. They don't know that. But I'm telling you, you've got a plan that you can win against the devil. And I got to go. I want to hear from you. You're important to me. I'm here to tell you, you are important to me. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And let me share with you this song. I'm telling you, I love good singing. I love good singing. I love it with all my heart. And here we go. Give me a minute here, and you'll be on the stick with the music. Well, how you going there? Come on. Well, you reckon I could have missed it? Yeah, I have. Oh, I have. Praise the name of the Lord. God is good. God is good. And His mercy,
I believe that
is everlasting. His mercy. Well, I love you. You're important. God bless you. Keep calling. The ladies will answer the phone as you call. We care about you. You're important. Don't forget this beautiful timeline. I'd love for you to have it. God bless you. Jesus is coming. and he's coming any minute now. He's coming any minute now.